كنيسة ماري مرقس القبطية الأرثوذكسية بمونتريال كندا، مؤتمر العائلات الثاني، مايو سنة 99. This is the first tape in a series of sessions by Dr. Nabil Baqi, presented in the second conference of the family in Montreal, which was organized and hosted by Saint Mark Coptic Orthodox Church in May 1999. To maximize the benefit, we will make the following general introduction in order to give the listener a general idea about the conference and its contents. The conference topics revolve around the subjects of marital, premarital, and family issues, which were all approached from a profound spiritual Orthodox Christian perspective, combined with a long practical clinical experience in psychobehavior therapy. It is precisely this rare combination of both the deep spiritual foundation as well as the scientific and professional qualifications that constitutes the unique value of the service of Dr. Baqi in the Coptic Church. The topics of the conference, which lasted this year for 9 days, can be grouped into 4 categories. The first group focuses on raising and developing our children from a Christian perspective. It includes 3 sessions covering the different group ages, starting by age 0 all the way to age 24 years old. This group of sessions is helpful not only for parents, but also for all adults, since it gives an opportunity to discover oneself and how one's present behavior and character is related to the way of their upbringing. The second group of sessions focuses on premarital and marital issues. It includes 4 sessions which address the subjects of preparation for marriage, the enemies of marriage, a prescription to a healthy marriage, and the characteristics of true manhood and womanhood from a Christian perspective. This latter session took place at the fundraising supper event of St. Mark's on May 2nd, whereas the other 3 sessions took place in St. Mark's Church. The third group of sessions focuses on ministry and service. It includes 2 sessions. The first could be titled A Trip with Christ on the Mountains, and the second, which took place at St. Mary's Church on May 9th, the last day, addresses Christian guidelines to serve our children at home and at the church. This last group of sessions include very important questions about the ministry of psychotherapy and counseling and its relationship and interface with spiritual ministry and counseling, an area which could need clarification indeed. The fourth group of sessions include 2 spiritual topics, one about Christian motherhood, and the second, which took place at St. George's Church the very first day of the conference, May 1st, addresses the relationship between the resurrection and the Passion Week from the perspective of the church readings. In all, the total number of sessions of the conference are 11 sessions. They average about 1.5 to 2 hours each, including important question periods. All 11 sessions were recorded on audio and are available in a series of about 16 audio tape cassettes. And 9 out of 11 sessions are available in a series of 3 videotapes, 6 hours each, containing 3 sessions each tape. For maximum benefit and for continuity, we recommend the dear listener to acquire all the sessions. For all details concerning the tapes of this conference, please refer to the listing or schedule at the church bookstore. وترجو الكنيسة بنعمة الله أن تتكرر فرصة هذا اللقاء أو هذا المؤتمر في نفس الموسم من كل سنة، والذي يوافق بركة تذكار عيد الشهيد العظيم ماري مرقس الرسول شفيع هذه الكنيسة. With the grace of God, we now start the first session of this group on May 3rd, 1999, which focuses on the raising and development of our children from age 0, the embryo formation, up to age 4 years old. ننتقل الآن بنعمة الله إلى المحاضرة الأولى من هذه السلسلة في مايو 3 سنة 99 للدكتور نبيل باقي، الأخصائي في شؤون الأسرة والزواج والتربية من منظار مسيحي أرثوذكسي، وتختص هذه المحاضرة الأولى بتربية ونمو أولادنا من سن صفر، أي تكوين الجنين، حتى سن 4 سنوات. ومن المفيد جدا الانتباه للمقدمة العامة للأب القمص بشوي إسحاق في بداية هذه المحاضرة، لأنها تلقي ضوءا على الأساس الذي يمكن أن تبنى عليه الثقة العامة في كلمات الدكتور نبيل باقي.
Poros yevni are stoboros yakarus besme esos markos be avos olos maulut qira wan esmak fi kol makan khalet kol lazman markos postolos
كده. معلش عشان خاطر الوقت بتاعنا هيسرقنا كده، عايز اقول بس كلمة مقدمة عن الدكتور نبيل. انا عارف ان قلت كتير منكم يعرفوه، بعد اذنك يا دكتور انا عارف ان دي حاجة محرجة شوية، لكن ما باليد حيلة يعني. بلاش دكتور نبيل بيقول لي بلاش بلاش برضو، اذا كنت عارفين دكتور نبيل بلاش. هو بس عشان خاطر ان يعني مش ما تعودناش ان احنا نمجد انسان، لكن يعني هي مش تنكيد، هي بس مجرد ان احنا نستفيد على قدر الطاقة من مجموعة عشان نعرف الشخص اللي بيتكلم انه متخصص في هذا العمل، وانه بيتكلم من يعني من موقع العلم والروح في نفس الوقت، كان يجب نقول الروح الاول يعني. لكن يعني الخادم في الكنيسة طبعا ممكن يكون عنده علم بس، ممكن يكون عنده روح بس، لكن اما يجمع العلم والروح بيبقى موهبة مزدوجة، وبنعمة ربنا تصبح قادرة على انها توصل عمل النعمة والمعرفة أيضا لكل نفس. فالواحد يبقى فرحان إنه يسمع واحد عنده الحاجتين مع بعض، العلم والروح أيضا. صعب الحقيقة إن الواحد يجمع الاثنين، لكن دكتور نبيل أبتدي بالعلم لأنه ده كان يعني الباك جراوند بتاعه الأول. أنا مش عارف طبعا، هو قطعا من الأول هو كان إنسان مزروع في الكنيسة، ودي ما نقدرش نوصفها يعني، لأن دي حاجة ما يصحش إن احنا نتكلم فيها. لكن هو خادم في الكنيسة من زمان، العيلة كلها قالت خدام. اللي يعرف منكم أبونا أنطونيوس باقي أخوه الله ينيح روحه، ومش هتكلم أكثر من كده، لكن أقول من ناحية العلم إنه كلام انجليزي شوية، انا هقرأ لكم شوية كلام قدامي يعني عشان بدل ما لخبط اقوله بالانجليزي احسن واقرأ. After years of practicing in the medical field as a professor in neurology كأستاذ اعصاب in several universities of Egypt and the States, Dr. Nabil specialized in the field of marital and family counseling and therapy in all its varied aspects and has since acquired a vast clinical and practical experience. Then Dr. Nabil decided to consecrate all his life and talents to serve the Lord our God in the Coptic Church in the same domain. And he is presently the only Coptic medical who is both specialized and consecrated in the service of this field and is acknowledged as such by the Mother Church in Egypt. But the most significant valuable attribute of Dr. Nabil's service is that all his therapy and counseling are deeply rooted in a profound and uncompromised foundation of the Coptic Orthodox faith, spirituality, perspective, tradition, and ecclesiastic experience. Furthermore, his approach and style are seasoned with a gift of discernment, frankness, and practicality. It is precisely this rare combination of spiritual and professional characteristics that constitutes the uniqueness and value of the work of Dr. Becky in the Coptic Church. In an age when family counseling and therapy based on such foundation perspective is both very scarce and very highly needed, we can only ask our Lord to bless and keep Dr. Nabil for the church. هل نحتاج ان انا اترجم عربي؟ ما اظنش مشكله برضه. ربنا يعوضكم. الدكتور نبيل اتفضل.
بسم الله والابن والروح القدس الاله الواحد امين.
I asked one of the beloved brothers here to get an icon for our good shepherd. Is it clear enough? This will be mostly the theme of this week. Whatever I'm going to say, look for the Good Shepherd. ده هيكون القصد بتاعنا في كل الأسبوع. سورة الراعي الصالح القيمة بتاعته والخصائص بتاعته والكاركترز بتاعته. Do you see the way he's holding the lamb? Do you see the security of the lambs around him? Do you see the green pasture, the still water, the serenity, the calmness of the environment around him? And he's looking carefully, lovingly, compassionately to everyone, to every member of his flock. Could you be, as a mother or a father, husband and wife, a good shepherd? ممكن حد منكم ياخد دور الراعي الصالح في اسرته كأب او كأم او زوج او زوجة. He is our example. بنعمة ربنا الاسبوع ده هيتقسم جزئين. هبتدي معاكم from the beginning of day one of the life of an embryo. Then his birth till age 2. Then from age 2 to 4. This would be today. And then from age 4 to 6 and 6 to 12, it will be tomorrow. And then from age 12 to 18, 18 to 24 will be the third day. We'll be discussing the progress of the development of us and of our children. So I want you to focus on the way you were raised and the way you are raising your children. And you could analyze and see what happened to you and the way you are behaving now, because it will be explained by the way you were raised. هنقسم دراستنا ثلاث ايام الاولانيين على تربية الاولاد تربية مسيحية من أول يوم في الحمل لغاية سن سنتين، وبعد من سنتين لأربعة النهاردة، وبعد من أربعة لستة وستة لاثناشر بكرة، وبعد بعد بكرة من اثناشر لتمنتاشر للمراهقة، ومن تمنتاشر لأربعة وعشرين اللي هو سن الكوليج. And after that, I will take the college graduate, preparing them for marriage. And after their marriage, you'll find certain enemies which they want really to destroy their marriage, what they are. And then God's blessing to keep the marital mystery, the sacrament, the marital life within the hand of God, as our early holy fathers have prescribed for us, a prescription for a successful marriage. خارجين الجامعة للجواز، وإزاي الجواز ده ممكن يبوظ بأعداء معينين، نتكلم عليهم ثلاث أعداء أساسيين. وبعدين ازاي الاباء الاول شرحوا لنا الجواز يكون ناجح. ده يكون يوم السبت ان شاء الله اخر يوم. ويوم الحد بنعمة ربنا يا سماح للاباء يعني هيكون موجود عندكم هنا معاكم في الكنيسة هنا خد بركة القداس. ويكون ايه الحد اللي جاي 9 مناسبة ايه؟ هيكون ايه؟ ماذرز دي طبعا هم اللي فاكرين عيد ملموس يوم السبت يا ابونا وهتعملوا الحد نعم؟ وعيد ميلاد عذراء كمان ماذرز دي توكس بتجيبوا ورد يا ابونا للامهات ولا بتعملوا لهم ايه؟ هتكلم معاكم بالاضافه لكل اللي هتكلموا المره دي on this Sunday coming of course meditation about the gospel reading and motherhood. I will talk about mothers who are living in the light and mothers who are living in the darkness, how they could lead their own children. And then كنيسة العذراء بنعمة ربنا يبقى بعد الظهر هيبقى الساعة 4 هتكلم معهم على respect in the family. How could we have respect as a character, as an attribute, as a principle, as a value in our homes? Respect for who and what? And this will be the last session for the congregation in my service here. I think Abuna also is inviting me to be with the servants on Sunday after the liturgy and the ceremony. You know the program now. I like to assess myself always. Everyone as a husband or a wife, a mother or a father, we have to assess, to evaluate ourselves on scales. You will not find these scales in any book. I like to develop it for myself and could make use of it. And I will start tonight by assessing and evaluating our parenting skills. هنقيم ازاي احنا بنربي او احنا ربينا ازاي او احنا تربينا ازاي. يعني ممكن to assess our parents too. I will give you certain, I give you 10 characters for good parenting. And you are going to give yourself in each character on a scale from 0 to 10. The best 10, the least is 0 on each character. And the mother and the father are going to do that. And you compare notes about themselves to see whether they were honest in their evaluation or under-evaluating or over-evaluating themselves. And it's good to keep these evaluations and do it every quarter to see whether you are upgrading yourself with the help of God or not. What are these 10 characters? هتكلم على 10 خصائص للتربية المسيحية الناجحة وكل واحد يدي نفسه من على مقياس من 0 إلى 10 أعلى حاجة 10 أعلى حاجة 0 وتجمعهم شوفوا كم في المية جبتهم. By the way less than 60% you need some work. Less than 40% it's an emergency crisis. 70% pass. 80% very good. 90% and above, I did not heard about before. This is the work of God Himself. Like, يعني, don't give yourself 90 and above. The first character. الصفة الأولى. The main goal of the two parents is to provide for their own children a secure environment. يدوا العيال إحساس بالأمان حواليهم. Did you manage to give your children a feeling of security? I mean no hostility in the house, no threatening by divorce, no threatening by leaving home, no police interaction. The children are not our own children. أولادنا مش هم أولادنا. أمال أولادنا هم أولاد مين؟ أولاد مين؟ أولاد المسيح، أولاد الرعى الصالح، زي ما هشرح الوقت معاكم. God gave us our children not only as a blessing but as a talent. And I have to care for this talent because he's going to judge me. But also he is involved with me in parenting. يعني ربنا مشترك معايا في التربية، لأن هو صاحبهم، دول ملكه. مديهم لي أمانة بس عندي أربيها. So character number one, did I provide security, secure environment, amen, for the children of God? Judge yourself every day. How much do you give yourself in providing security by your own behavior? Character number two of good parenting. صفة تانية من صفات التربية المسيحية. Providing an expressed affection and compassion to the children. إزاي أقدم محبة وحنان معبر عنهم لأولادنا. Character number two. And if you don't know the difference between love and compassion, compassion, you rush. Compassion is an action, it's not a feeling. When Jesus Christ saw the multitude, he had compassion on them. He rushed to help and heal. When he has seen the widow of Nain and her son is in the coffin, the only son, he had compassion on her. And he rushed to work. So, compassion is an action. Based on that you felt that the one before you is in a weak situation. Love, expression of love, could be by hugs, by kisses, by showing the value of the one in front of you, by commending, by praising, all this showing love and affection. المحبة الaffection بيختلف عن الحنان. المحبة تعبر عنها بأحضان، بقبلات، بطبطبة، زي ما نتكلم بعد شوية، كلام حلو لأولادنا. الحنان أي واحد ضعيف أحن عليه، حتى لو كان pet، كلب، قطة، بحن، بتحنن على أي حد ضعيف، عصفور صغير في قفص مجروح، قلب الواحد يحن. الحنان. Both are two important characters for good parenting. I cannot imagine a parent who had a very hard heart, who does not express supposedly compassion and love, who are kept inside secure walls of his heart. He's pretending, he's saying, he's faking that he has, but he hasn't. Unless it is expressed to the children, they will not know it. As I was saying yesterday, many children are complaining now, and they are 50, 55 years old, that they have never experienced a hug from their mother when they were children. So please, take care of your parenting. Children need to be loved. Give yourself on the expressed love and compassion on that scale of 10. إدنا سلكوا بقى أدي أنتوا بتعبروا عن محبتكم وحنيتكم. Number 3. Are we supposed, number 3 is consistency. Consistency in giving love and compassion. Are we supposed at a certain age of our life to stop giving to our children love and compassion? المفروض عن سن معين نوقف محبتنا وحنيتنا على عيالنا. Suppose your children will be 60 years old. God give you, grant you good life and long life. You will be say 80 or more. Would you continue to give them love and compassion? ألز حب الأمهات عندهم 80 سنة. تعملوا كده لما تكبرهم وتقول خلاص عيالي اتجوزوا ما نرجع بيهم. You have to. God does not stop giving love and compassion. Any godly man or godly woman continue to express. But don't impose on your own children your love and compassion. You will see in their eyes at any age that they are coming to you, they are wanting from you love and compassion. I like the priests who are offering love and compassion to the congregation, because they are the fathers. And the Tasronis are the mothers of the congregation. They are giving love and compassion consistently, irrespective of the age. Tasroni could be 25 years old, and she could mother someone who is 60 or 70 years old. Because mothering has nothing to do with age. So consistency. ما حدش فيكم يحب ويعبر عن محبته وحنيته على سطر ويسيب سطر. أنا النهارده متضايقة ومعكنينة ما طلعش بحبة. طب ذنبهم إليا. في الشغل ضايقوني اطلعه على عينين العيال، طب ذنبهم ايه؟ ولا على عينين جوزي او شريك حياتي مراتي. We have to be consistent. Why consistent? Because the children do not understand inconsistency in giving love and compassion. One day, mommy and daddy are so good and loving. In the same day, like the weather of California, everything will change. عارف عندكم مونتريال ايه يعني. We have to be consistent irrespective of what's happening to us. This is the way of good parenting. So give yourself on that scale of consistency of giving. Fourth. Okay. I have said now, أنا قلت لكم واحدة دلوقتي. تكتبوا حاجة؟ التلاتة دول ينطبقوا على الجود شيفرد؟ Could it apply على الجود شيفرد؟ Was the first one secure environment, أمان؟ Does he do that؟ بيعمل كده الراعي الصالح؟ Was number two love and compassion؟ بيدي حب وحنان؟ The good shepherd؟ The third one consistency is the most consistent. The fourth one, communication with our children. It has to be controlled communication, which means communication with self-control. No yelling. And communication between the good shepherd and the lambs. Is it verbal or non-verbal? الحوار اللي بيجري بين الراعي الصح والخرفان بالكلام ولا بلغة الجسم بلغة العينين. والخرفان فهمها كويس قوي، بيعرف خرافه بأسمائها، ده مدي أسماء لكل واحد. He knows them by names. There is a communication between us and our children along all their life. It has to be with very self-control in order to mediate the messages. عشان الحوار يمشي مظبوط, I have to know how to control myself. عشان يمشي حوار مظبوط لازم اعرف امسك نفسي, اعمل ضبط لنفسي, ما ازعقش, ما اشخطش, ما اشتمش, ما استعملش اساليب خاطئه, شباشب, تف, اقلام, عصيان بتضرب بتتكسر. انا ساعات بشوف حلل طايره جامد, غطشان حلل, اباجرات بتخبط في العيال. ربنا يحافظ عليكم. يعني منتهى الحب والحنان, consistency in giving. Is that a language? It's a very harsh language of abuse. I hope it's not going on in our homes. Communication. Then number 5, ادوا نفسكم بقى على scale of communication. How much you are controlled during communication with the children. Number 5, number 5, you are the only main example, القدوة الأساسية قدام الأولاد. You are the main only example, the parents. You are portraying to them Jesus Christ. They cannot see Jesus except in an icon, but they are seeing you, seeing Jesus Christ in you. You are the example. So whatever you are behaving, they are a video camera all the time recording with picture and voice all your behaviors and all your talks, even behind closed doors. Video camera بتسجل صوت وصورة كل حركاتكم وكل صرفاتكم وكل خناقاتكم وكل شتايمكم وكل كذبكم. احنا بنعلمهم حاجة ونعمل حاجة تانية, والعيال بيسجلهم علينا. بيجي الكنيسة كل حاجة. We are the example. How far we are a good example before our kids. Give yourself a score. Number 6. We must be the main source of encouragement for our children. احنا اهم ناس بنشجع التشجيع لأولادنا. We don't wait for them to do a phenomenal task to encourage them. Just doing the normal tasks, they have to be encouraged. اللي بيعمل اعمال عادية, مش استنى مثلا لما ينظف اوضته كل يوم عشان اقول له مشاطر. عمل homework, if you do homework every day, I have to praise him and encourage him. I have to show him by the example how to clean his room. And if you will do it once every week or 2 weeks, that's good. Whenever he will do it, support him. Give him incentive, moral incentives. Give him whatever you want away from the money. But encourage your children. تشجيع الأولاد, support their personality. التشجيع بيخلق منهم شخصية قيادية ناجحة. How far you are an encourager and how far you are a critical person, ناقد لازع. How far we are criticizing more than encouraging. Set for yourself a score for encouragement, but be honest. If you are more of a critical person, give yourself less than 5. Then number 7, number 7, understanding. understanding our children in each phase we are going through. What is the most famous statement we hear from our children? You don't understand me. Okay, knows. This is the most famous. You don't understand. Because we don't really understand. I will come to the teenage year and I will explain to you. But even now we hear from 6, 7 years old, you don't understand. I hear from some parents about children 4 and 5 years old. Now, in age I might be ill. You don't understand. So that's why we have 3 days trying to understand each age and what's our real role. نحاول نعرف الفهم دائما نتهم انت مش فاهم انت مش فاهمنا انت مش فاهمنا فنحاول نفهم every day خصائص كل مرحلة وإيه المطلوب مننا understanding is given by God to parents we have to be on our knees as I'm going to explain to you now in order to have understanding whatever books you are going to read will not give you enlightenment, light which shines into your mind and heart as when you pray and read. Pray for God and then read the books and listen to the tapes. Number 8, patience and hope, as-sabr wa raja. Many of us are too anxious, الأنين ما عندناش صبر وما عندناش رجاء. We lose hope easily. If any one of our children will do something wrong, it's the end of the world, the second coming. الدنيا تتهد خلاص, disaster. As if we are teenagers, we the parents are teenagers. Who are catastrophizing everything, the teenagers. Didn't you do anything wrong when you were children? كنت كلكم مؤدبين كده وحلوين؟ محدش عامل حاجة غلط أبدا. They're growing like you. هم مش جينز واخدينها منكم. فيعني رأفة بيهم, be patient. اللي عنده anxiety يروح ياخد دواء. بس ما تطلعش قلقه على عيال. صلم ربنا قلقكم ده يقل شوية مش قادرين عندكم pathological anxiety go and take medication لكن مالهم ذنب العيال hope I have seen cases if I want to count for you cases so numerous the return of prodigal sons I are too many هقولها لما يجي لمرحلة teenager و college قصة ملهاش حصر usually children some of them go astray between age 15 some of them return by 18 some return by 20 but usually at age 24-25 they start to settle down and all this depends on the emotional development their emotional development, what I have done to them. If you give them the Lord Jesus in certain principles, it will show fruits. Don't worry. Be patient and hopeful always. المسيح, does he lose hope in anybody? المسيح بيفقد رجاءه في أي حد؟ ردهم. طب ما المسيح عاوزنا نبقى زيه. ليه بسمع استدي جوعياتهم ابني بنتي عاو هيتقلهم خلاص الدنيا هتقلب انا استدي يقولي ابني حلو ابن كنيسة والتاني ما بيجيش كنيسة زي الاولاني واحد خادم شماس والتاني ما بيجيش سنهم حاجة 30 يعني بس انت بتعيط يعني لازم واد يكون في الشماس كل يوم حد ويجي كنيسة كل يوم عشان يبقى كويس طب صلي عمالة تصلي الست انت تقول اصلي يعني كم سنة؟ هو انا ربنا؟ بس ربنا علمهولي ان I don't stop praying for my children. Whatever happened to them, I do my work and he does his work too. I will do my best and he will do what? The rest. هو ليه شغلانه؟ ما هو ابو العيال. هو انا ابوهم؟ هو ابوهم الاصلي. I have hope in God, not in my children. I have hope in God who is with me in the parenting process. If you lose your hope in God, it's tough for you. He does not lose hope in us. And be patient. If you need to be patient more, sometimes God twists our arm. In order for you to be more patient and more of a prayer. كل عيل بتعب أهله ربنا عاوز يربي الأهل عشان يصلوا أكتر ويحسوا بربنا أكتر يبقى عندهم رجاء أكتر. ولما ربنا هيلاقي العيال البيرنتس وصلوا لمرحلة إنهم على ركبهم وقلبهم خلاص يا رب إحنا مسلمين متأكدين إن أنت أبوهم و leaving them within your hands, God at that time will change them. I'll give the examples later. Christmas, yeah. So give yourself on that scale of patience and hope in every situation. Give yourself, if you are anxious, impatient, impulsive in your actions, always hopeless, having no hope, or in despair, please, إذا كنت يائس من عيالك عندك صبر ادي نفسك سكور. Number 9, time spent with our children, being available and involved with our children. الوقت اللي احنا فيه بنقعد معاهم متدخلين معاهم في لعبهم وتصرفاتهم وخروجنا معاهم والكلام معاهم. How far, how much time we are involved, quality time involvement with our children. You could be available بس زي قلتك. ممكن ابعت في البيت اتفرج على التلفزيون واجيب ادعو على الجنب اتفرج على الماتش. انا involved مع العيل بنشجع ماتش ايه ولا بنشجع مش عارف يلعبوا ايه هوكي ولا يلعبوا ده involvement. لا involvement خده العب معاه. قاعدين على الكاوتش عاملين تاكلوا مش عارف ايه وتسرجوا 3-4 ساعات is not involvement. Be involved in their life, متداخل في حياتهم في صلواتهم وقراياتهم ولعبهم وحياتهم. If we come to them as friends, بلعب معهم على قدهم, they will open their hearts and talk their life to you. Time, availability, involvement is number 9. This is the most difficult. Number 10, give yourself also a score. The last one, how much our children feel they are unconditionally accepted by us. Unconditional acceptance. It does not mean that you tell them all that they are right. God loves the sinners and he will show them that they are sinning. But how far your children feel that they are not rejected by their parents because of their behavior. Their behavior is wrong, but they are still loved and accepted. How far, give yourself on that scale, القبول غير المشروط لأولادنا. أبين لهم غلطانين صحيح لكن لسه بوريهم محبتي, عدم رفضي ليهم. Unconditional acceptance is a character of the good shepherd, patience and hope from the beginning, a secure atmosphere till unconditional acceptance and availability. The good shepherd. You have now 10 characters for good parenting. and you could give yourself a score. And please, every quarter, evaluate yourself and assess yourself. Before I will start, in the age of today, in every period, I will discuss with you 7 issues. 7 issues for the development of the children. Number one, write them, because I will ask you. Number one, the physical development, النمو الجسدي, بأمراضهم, بطولهم, بعرضهم, النمو الجسدي, physical development. Number two, spiritual development, النمو الروحي. Number three, mental or intellectual development, النمو العقلي. Number four, psycho-emotional development, النمو العاطفي النفسي. Number five, social development, النمو الاجتماعي, social skills. Number six, moral development, development of certain values and principles in their lives. Number seven, the gender acceptance and sexual development, النمو الجنسي والتعرف على جنسهم وقبول جنسهم. 7 issues we have to think of it when we are discussing each age. What's number five? Number خمسة إيه؟ Social development. What's number two? Special development. Number four? Psycho-emotional. Thank you. Thank you. Participation. Okay. Now we'll start our topic today. All this was introduction, but it's basic for the whole parenting process. We will return to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 15, from verse 21 to 28. And this is the story of the Canaanite woman, المرأة الكنعانية اللي قبلت المسيح. Jesus Christ was going with his disciples, and all of a sudden, a woman from Canaan appeared and she started to scream, "Have mercy on me, have mercy on me, O Lord. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. Irhamni ya Sayyid Ibn Dawood, son of David. ابنتي مجنونة جدا." عندكم عيال مجانين؟ في نظركم يعني؟ All of us sometimes we think that our children they are getting crazy. And she was screaming, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon possessed." What was the reaction of Jesus Christ? He did not say a word, and he continued walking, and she was screaming behind him. You, the parents with children annoying you, in her place now. The disciples told him, "Let her go, she's annoying us." Then he answered the disciples first. He told them, "I am only sent for the lost sheep or lambs of the house of Israel. أنا بس مرسل لخراف بيت إسرائيل الضالة." It's so harsh. He is not that, but he is planning for something. He is planning to show them how faithful she is and how faithful we are committed to our Lord in our parenting process. Then the woman followed Jesus and she worshipped, she knelt before him. And this time she said, Lord, help me. Ya Sayyid, a'inni. Raka'at. But Ya Sayyid, a'inni. Tullu, arhamni fil awwal. Bain a'inni. Then the Lord answered her the first time. It's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. ليس حسنا أن يؤخذ خبز البنين ويطرح لمين الكلاب. Would you tolerate that if God will deal with you in that way? Sometimes God is showing us as if he does not understand. He's not compassionate at all. He's so harsh. And we describe him this way because we don't understand him. And the woman wisely, while she was kneeling, she answered the Lord, true Lord, true, يعني أنا كلبة, true Lord, yet the little dogs eat from the crumbs falling from the table of their master. لكن حتى الكلاب بتاكل من الفتات الساقط من موائد أسيادها وأربابها. At that moment, the good shepherd declared himself. He turned to her and he glorified her faith. And he told her, what you have desired, you have. And her daughter was healed from that moment. عظيم هو إيمانك أيتها المرأة. عظيم هو إيمانك. اللي أنت عاوزاها يحصل خلاص يسبب سلام. فشفت ابنتها من هذه اللحظة. God sometimes we perceive him as harsh, incompassionate. تخيل هو إله قاسي مش حنين. But he is preparing to glorify our faith in him. مستني يعظم إيماننا فيه. For all the parents, to all the parents, if you have children who are annoying you, cry for Jesus Christ and tell him, have mercy on me, O Lord. Then, my Lord, help me. As I told you, he is the Father, the main Father with you. The reference, as I told you, Matthew 15:21-28, review it. Meditate on it. Compare your life to that. اتأملوا فيها كويس قوي. مرأة كنعانية. والله بيعاملكوا ازاي. وبيعظم إيمانكوا ازاي. وازاي هو متداخل معانا في التربية. A question to mothers. Did you start preparing for your child just before the time of his delivery, or when did you start preparing for him? ابتديت تحضر لعيالك يا دوبك قبل الولادة ولا من امتى؟ ولا انتوا كده بتيجي الحمل عندكم كده مش حاسين بيه وبتقول للعيال من غير ما تحس بيه؟ مش معقول الايام دي كلكم ناس متعلمين و... Do you go to the doctor for antenatal care? Most probably. مش عندكم نظام برضه هنا كده يا ابونا في مونتريال. We prepare for our children before pregnancy. We prepare for the coming of our children before pregnancy. before pregnancy. I don't know that I will be pregnant or not, but you have to change your character and behavior if you want to be a good parent. لأن تحضر نفسك كويس أنت وهو أنت الاثنين كبيرنس أب وأم قبل ما يجي الحامل. Because the life of the baby starts from day one pregnancy. يعني عمر العيل بادي من أول يوم في الحمل. أمال إحنا بنعيط ليه لما يحصل لنا أبورشن بعد مثلا تالت شهر بتاع يحصل أبورشن الأم تبقى حزينة إذا كان هو مش عيل يعني. Because we bond with our children while they are still inside the uterus. We bond with them emotionally. Day one of pregnancy while still one cell. Who is giving life to that cell? God. Our children are not the result of a sperm with an egg. No. A sperm, an egg, and God. Unless His presence, He is the one giving the life for the sperm and the egg and the ovum. Do not ignore His presence. If He wants a pregnancy in a certain way, He is the one who decided that from day one. So He is participating in from day one pregnancy. He's allowing the sperm to go towards the ovum in a certain way. He could stop the sperm, stop that sperm and allow other sperm. Who's doing that? Science did not know yet. Why that particular sperm reached the ovum or egg? Because God wants that sperm in particular to reach. Because He wants that. And then, why the cells multiply and grow? Because He is the one who gave that ability of life to the cell. He's participating. And some of you ignore a living creature from day one. بعضك يقول العيل لما يبتدي يخبط في بطني يبقى عيل. من أول يوم ربنا فيه عمال هو اللي بيكبر فيه. It's so good to learn some embryology. The development of the embryo fetus, embryo and fetus, day by day. There are certain charts to see. Now we are in day 6. Now we are in day 7. Now it's embedding inside the uterine wall. Now it's growing inside. Now it's sealed. Now it's growing as... Take charts and see it. See month by month, week by week. And praise God. شكر ربنا. الوقتي الأسبوع الخامس والسادس العظم ابتدى يتكون. القلب ابتدى يتعمل. عن سن 7-8 أسابيع العيل فيه كل الأجهزة. جميع الأجهزة عن 8 أسبوع حمل. ربنا كونها. من أسبوع 8 لأسبوع 40 العيل بس بيكبر. بيتغذى وبيكبر. والأجهزة بتاخد الشكل بتاعها الإنسان الكامل. إيد ربنا بتشتغل مع الجنين. أنا بعمل إيه؟ What's my role with the hand of God? What's my role? Studying what God is doing for the baby inside me? But what is my role? I have to eat for him. I have to pray for him. I have to sing for him. I have to praise God for him. I have to stop smoking, drinking alcohol, no fast music, no bad dancing,